Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears. Good afternoon, Lillooet. This is Mike, your host at Right Between Your Ears, and you have just been listening to a set of music that contained the Red Elvises doing I Want to See You Belly Dance, followed that up with an old Marshall Tucker Band song called 24 Hours at a Time, and closed that set off with the Red Elvises again with their Sad Cowboy Song. And right now, I would like to read you a public service announcement. And so this is a public notice for an open house on Highway 99 10-mile slide public information session. Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure invites the public to attend an information session regarding the stabilization project for the Highway 99 10-mile slide near Lillooet. The project involves the design and installation of structural support to address slope instability at 10-mile slide. This open house will give the public an opportunity to review the design and provide input on traffic management during construction. Project staff will be on hand to provide information and answer your questions. This drop-in open house is scheduled for the following date and time: Wednesday, March 29th, that's this coming Wednesday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Lillooet Recreation Center, 930 Main Street. For more information, please visit the project webpage at gov.bc.ca/ Highway 99 10-mile slide. Thank you very much. Let's get back to some music.
Drop those airlines, we'll be the form of this. think I'm ready.
No one ever is. If you love me, you'll do it. We go so dancing, just burn the trees to the ground. We're marching on and on. We're not let to run away. So we hold hands and watch the setting of this sun. Make the silence diamond shotgun. From the top of our lungs, no time to waste. We gotta shout it out. We're gonna shout it out!
Just had a nice set with the following. We had started her off with Steve Riley and the Mamu Playboys out of Louisiana doing a song called Laissez-moi connaître, Let Me Know. And I really like this band because the young Steve Riley went and met, talked to, and played with all the old timers of playing Cajun music and tried to preserve all the real bones of that style of music, but kind of bring it into the next generation. And he's been real prolific, and he's done a real good job at it. That was followed up by a song by a band out of Manila, Philippines, called Chicosai. And the song was called Diamond Shotgun. And they're what I would call a nice, polite, Catholic screamo band. But got a nice sound. Next up, we had a song called Henry by the New Riders of the Purple Sage. For those of you that are old enough to remember the New Riders of the Purple Sage, that's a good old song. And we ended this set with a song called This Gift by a man called Hassan Hakmoun. Interesting thing about this fella's background was his ancestors were brought to Morocco as slaves way, way back, I don't know, generations ago. And the tribe he was from, they were a special type of musicians called Gnawa, G-N-A-W-A, Gnawa musicians. And they played an instrument called a sintir. And it basically looks like about an 8-foot-long mop handle with one string on it, and literally like a thick piece of string. And instead of a sounding board at the end, like a guitar or something hollow, it's just a chunk of wood, like a stump, like you would chop to put in your fireplace. And just using this one string, they would play these all-nighters that would be ceremonies to heal the sick, but particularly the spiritually sick. So this was for casting out demons, and that's his musical ancestry. And he found his way to New York City and married that lady you heard him singing with and started making records. And I got to see him in Vancouver, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen. There was about a 90-year-old woman got up and started dancing so hard they called some paramedics in just to stand by. She was okay in the end, but they had people standing by because she couldn't sit down. And we're going to do a real quick run at the weather here. Real quick. What we've got here today is 13 degrees. Partly cloudy, as you can tell if you look out your window. And tomorrow looks like about a 60% chance of showers, so maybe them clouds will start to thicken up a little bit. But looking at all these temperatures across the week, and they're all double digits, so enough said on that. And right now I would like to bring your attention to something that I'm going to call the Radio Lillooet Invitational. And I'll read this out again a couple of times till everybody gets it. But basically, I'm announcing the Radio Lillooet Story and Essay Challenge. It's open to all residents of the Lillooet area. Simply submit an original story or essay on any topic of any reasonable length. Example of 5 minutes of spoken word. Submissions may be in MP3 format, legibly handwritten manuscripts, typewritten, or text files. Pieces that are chosen will be aired on Radio Lillooet. As this is not a contest, there's a very good chance that your piece will hit the airwaves. Please send your submissions to P.O. Box 311 or drop them off at trailer number 105, 187 Mountain View Road. That's Ploy Arts Trailer Park, trailer 105. There's a little table there by my front door. If I'm not home, just put it under a rock. If Dusty the cat's sitting there, just lift up his tail and put it under his tail, but don't blow in his ear. You can also, alternatively, email it to me at kokopillau@hotmail.com. I'll read that again. Email address is kokopillau@hotmail.com. For more information, you can phone me, Mike, at 250-256-7390. Please include your name, the title of the piece, and your contact info on your submissions. For written submissions, please state if you would prefer to record them yourself or have Radio Lillooet's assistance. Together, these will form a self-portrait of our town. You're cordially invited to share your stories and thoughts, and we look forward to helping you bring them to the air. And let's see here, what else have we got lined up here? I think we're just going to go on into the next song.
Hanging around is holding me down. I'm starting to frown at everyone I see. I'm taking the calls, I'm playing the halls, but staring at walls is all I ever see. So is the money I make worth the price that I pay? Can I make it to the end of the line? Don't the wind blow cold when you're hanging your soul on the line? And you're driving to work, you're wearing your shirt, you're dialing the dirt, and everyone you see. Taking a loss, envy the boss, you're counting the cost of everything you see. So is the money you make worth the price that you pay? Can you make it at the end of the line? Don't the wind blow cold when you're hanging your soul on the line?
Hey Lilouette, for 2 hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers, tune in to Snooze Button every weekday from 7 to 9, plus weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano. Hello, Lilawat. Let's see what we have been grooving to for the last couple minutes. We started this one out with a very old song of Graham Nash from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young fame called On the Line, and that is just a dandy song. That was on an album he did by himself called Wild Tales. Some of you people might have that album, but if you ever see it in a used record store, grab a copy of it. It's really good songs on there, and I'll be playing some more of them as time goes by. We came up after that with a lady from England. I don't know if she lives in London, but I'll just go ahead and figure that she probably does. Her name is Najma Akhtar, and the song you heard was called Dil Lagaya. And I believe that maybe there's one other lady of Indian descent living in England that has a voice as good as hers, and I'll be playing both of them as time goes by. So that was Najma Akhtar with Dil Lagaya, the long song that you heard. And I was just telling Jeff, I like when those long songs come on, especially if you're cooking or something, so you can just kind of get into it and not have to change your stride or whatever for a while. That was David Grisman playing the mandolin, and then Jerry Garcia on the guitar in a collaboration they did called Arabia. Right now, I would like to read you a story out of our local Lillooet Bridge River News newspaper. This story is written by Wendy Fraser, and it's a news story, but here we go. 66 people have pre-registered so far as participants in a historic walk for the survivors of the Kamloops Indian Residential School, their families and friends. The walk, known as Naskan Uxwal, which means I'm going home, is intended to be a healing journey for the Statliam students who attended the school, which closed in 1978. According to the Naskan Uxwal website, the four-day walk will acknowledge and help the former students and their families. Quote, "For many years, Statliam survivors of the Kamloops Indian Residential School have envisioned returning to the building that was once the school to bring back the spirits of those who were left behind. As well, for some who did return, they have felt that part of them was left behind and they need to return to gather that part of themselves," unquote, the website states. The healing journey process starts Saturday, March 25th, with a smudging of the grounds and buildings at the site of the Kamloops Indian Residential School. On day one, Sunday, that was yesterday, March 26th at 6 a.m., walk participants will register, sign waiver forms, and receive their bandanas at Moccasin Square Gardens next to the school. Breakfast will be available. After a smudge ceremony from 7 to 8:30, the first walkers and members of the public will head out at 9 a.m. to the Yellowhead Highway and then to the Red Bridge before proceeding to Pioneer Park to see off relay runners on the first leg of the journey. At least 15 runners will take turns running the 100 kilometers from Kamloops to Bonaparte Reserve near Cache Creek. They will be accompanied by police and traffic control officials. Quote, "We'll need to set a good pace to reach there by sundown," end quote, said Pat Alec. In addition to being one of the runners on the first day, Alec is the communications coordinator for the Nascan Uxwal. Alec said the runners have been training for the relay and walkers have been preparing for their part on the journey, quote, "because it's a long walk. We've been trying to prepare everyone, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's an emotional time, but I also like to consider it an exciting time," end quote. On day two, Monday, March 27, that's today, begins at 7 a.m. with a breakfast at Bonaparte. Riders on horseback will ride as far as the Upper Hat Creek Junction. From there, the group resumes and proceeds to Squilax, which is Pavilion, for a ceremony and lunch at the Powell Grounds at 10:30 a.m. After 10-mile slide, there will be a supper and ceremony at Xalep, which is Fountain. Quote, "We don't know the exact details on that, getting through the slide area, but we're working on it," end quote, Alex told the news on March 17th. On day three, Tuesday, March 28, it begins at 7 a.m. with breakfast at Xalep. Walkers leave for Lillooet at 8 a.m. and are expected to cross over the old bridge around 11 a.m. At 12 noon, there will be a lunch and ceremony at Cayuse Creek just before the walkers proceed to Tlitlicut Indian Band at 2 p.m. The day ends with supper and a ceremony at Tlitlicut at 5 p.m. Day 4 begins Wednesday, March 29th with a 7 a.m. breakfast at Tlitlicut. Walkers begin walking to Bridge River at about 8 a.m. and are expected to arrive there at noon for a lunch and a ceremony. From Bridge River, participants are expected to take the Cowham Shuttle at 3:30, arriving at Shalouth at 5 p.m. Participants are encouraged to reserve a seat on the shuttle. Others will drive over the Mission Mountain to Shalouth, where supper, a ceremony, and entertainment commences at 6 p.m. A camera crew will be filming a documentary of the entire walk and interviewing participants in Nascan Uxwal. Pat Alec hopes that the walk and the documentary will lead to greater understanding of the history of the Tlalit people and often tragic reality of residential schools for residents of the Tlalit communities and for the people of Lillooet. Quote, "I think that's what it's all about, educating people on their true history. And maybe at the end of the day, people won't be so quick to judge," end quote. At age 30, Alec is too young to have ever attended the Kamloops Indian Residential School, but he said his family still lives with the unhappy legacy. Quote, "My mom, my dad, and my grandma were in residential schools. Recently, I've been trying to talk to more of them about it. There was a lot of trauma involved. It impacted them very deeply," said Alec. "I look back at it now and I've actually realized how much it affected me growing up. There were a lot of times when I had identity issues that I think came from my dad going to residential school. He dealt with a lot of issues when he was growing up and he passed away at a young age and I grew up without a dad. I think there was a cycle that was happening there. My mom and grandma were affected. They both had their struggles growing up," end quote. So I'd just like to wish all the walkers and runners all the best on this thing. And I'm really glad they're doing it and proud of them. And let's get on back to a little bit more music. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human. Bobcat Logic. Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon. Disappear, digging down with a bag of skins. The fall of the year.
She closed her eyes and he wrapped her in a robe. He found her a place on the side of the hill and he buried her in the snow. In the spring he was sitting in the town with his load looking ragged and thin. Not a year had gone by till he stood once again in the government store down in Cherokee.
All right, Lilawat, that's just about going to wrap up our show for today. I just got one more reminder I want to tell you about. Of course, you were just listening to Gordon Lightfoot's song, Cherokee Bend, and I'm going to dedicate that to the walkers I spoke of just in the, before the last set. What my little reminder for you is now is about our phone number here at the studio. So the number is a great big long number with a one in front of it, but we're just trying to get the news out to everybody that it's not a long distance number, but you still have to put the one. So I'm going to read the number out to you. It's 1-250-999-2086 is the number. And again, that's not long distance. 1-250-999-2086. And feel free to call into the studio. And might as well educate you now, if you phone during while the music's playing, it's way better. It's more gooder. So keep bear that in mind as well. And we're going to go ahead and sign off and get you on the country music playlist.